Today, as we celebrate this glorious solemnity of Pentecost, we see the fulfillment of our Lord's promise that he would send his Holy Spirit down upon his apostles. We, of course, know that the apostles began speaking in various tongues and all the people from the different places were able to understand. But we also have to look at what we heard in the first reading, and that is from the prophet Joel, that God would send out his Spirit, but it wasn't just to a few, it was to everyone. Now, from the Jewish perspective, hearing this, they couldn't help but to be able to think back to when Moses was on Mount Sinai and the 70 elders went up with him, and God took some of the Spirit that was on Moses and he gave it to the 70 elders. And they were to be the leaders of the people. But as I mentioned, this wasn't just for the leaders. This was for everyone. That he would send out his Spirit even upon the servants and the handmaids. And so each one of us has been given the Spirit of God. And that Spirit is given to lead each one of us according to the will of God. There are so many different ways that the Holy Spirit works because he is God. He is the Spirit of truth, so he enlightens our minds, and Jesus told us that he would lead us into all truth. He is the Spirit of charity, as St. Paul says, that he is poured out into our hearts. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Spirit who has been given to us. So we have the love of God through the Holy Spirit. We have him, as Jesus called him, the Paraclete. The word Paraclete is a Greek word that literally means to call upon. And so it's someone who speaks on behalf of someone else. So sometimes you'll see that translated as the advocate. It's basically the same thing as what an attorney might do for you in court, somebody who speaks on your behalf. Well, what a wonderful thing, because even as we heard from St. Paul in the second reading, that we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit prays within us in groanings unutterable. Well, if we don't even know how to pray, what are we going to do on the day of judgment? So we have someone who is interceding for us, a paraclete who is speaking on our behalf, one who is able to turn to our Heavenly Father and be able to present our case. We have our Lord telling us also in the gospel that rivers of water are going to flow from within the person who believes. And St. John tells us that was speaking of the Holy Spirit who would be given to those who believe. So exactly what does that mean? Well, again, we're going to see it in different ways in different people. But the fact is that the Holy Spirit is going to dwell within each one of us if we're in the state of grace, and he's going to work in our lives. He's going to be flowing like a river within us. That river, of course, is God's grace, his life within us. But it's also a matter, again, of the way that he's going to work. As I mentioned, maybe leading us into truth, enlightening our minds, maybe leading us deeper into the love of God and the love of neighbor, which, of course, is in our hearts. Wherever it is, whatever he needs to do to be able to help us to become saints. Now, our task, of course, is to cooperate. Do we want to become saints? Do we really want the fullness of truth? Do we really want the charity that is there? When we think again about what happened on Pentecost Day, as the Spirit came upon the apostles and they began to speak in all these different tongues, and we ask ourselves, well, why isn't that happening so much today? Ask yourself, what is the universal language? What is something that every single person on the face of the earth will be able to understand? Charity. What has been given to us? A spirit of love poured into our hearts. That's what God is looking for from us. He wants us to live according to the truth, which has become more important today than ever because we live in a relativistic society that decides that every one of us can have our own truth, which is a bunch of nonsense. Every one of us can have our own opinion, but my truth can't be different from your truth. It's either true or it's false. We can't have differing truths. We could both be wrong, but we can't both be right if we're upholding different positions. So the Holy Spirit's given to lead us to the truth and to know the truth. But he's given to us to love. And right now, the situation in the world, the situation and lives of most people in this world, there is nothing that is more important than that charity. And how critical it is. I mean, we're made to love and be loved. We know that. But we live in the most selfish society in history, which means there is very, very little love. And even what people call love today has absolutely nothing to do with love. Charity seeks the good of the other, not the self. And so it's just the opposite of what our society is presenting to us. So again, even with that, we ask not only do we want the truth, but do we really want the charity? Do we really want the love of God? Because it's going to lead us away from our selfishness. And unfortunately for all of us, we have been horribly infected by what's going on around us. We've gotten so accustomed to being selfish that we think that that's normal. And because we're surrounded by selfishness, then we also run the risk of saying, well, that's what everybody else is doing. Why would I want to do something different? Why would I want to be charitable when everyone else is being selfish? Because it's only charity that's going to fulfill. God didn't make us for emptiness, and that's where selfishness is going to lead us. Even look at what we're celebrating. It is the Holy Spirit. It is God himself who is poured out into our hearts. Look at the love of God that is at work here. God is giving you himself. So now again, the great question, do you want that? And on one hand, we'd look at it and say, what kind of an idiot would suggest I don't want God? But we live in a society that's exactly what we've decided. We don't want God. We don't want his truth. We don't want his commandments. We don't want his love. We don't want him. He is inconvenient to us. So if we're living in a society like that, are we getting swept away by that current so that we're going along with it and we really don't want the Lord because we're going to have to do an about face and go the other way? Because we're going to have to go contrary to the crowd? The Holy Spirit is given with his sevenfold gifts to be able to give us the courage and the strength to be able to go against that, to give us the insight so that we can do what is right, not to do what everyone else is doing, but to do what we're supposed to be doing. But do we want that? That is what the Lord is offering. That's what we're celebrating today. And because people are made for love, and they don't even know what it is, there are many people who have never experienced it. What a tragedy. It's the very purpose of our creation. And we're living in a society where people not only don't know what it is, but they have never even experienced it. Are you willing to bring the love of God into the world? Are you willing to allow that river of life to flow from within you to be able to touch the hearts of other people? It doesn't take anything extraordinary. All it takes is a little kindness, Even today, we've gotten to the point where people don't even greet one another. Now, I realize that some of it may be because of the way that I'm dressed, but when I walk down a hallway of a hospital with one other person in the hallway, and they look at the wall, they won't even look at you, let alone say hello to you. You walk down the sidewalk and they want to look somewhere else. I mean, you're literally walking within a foot of somebody and they will not say hello. You see, we're all wrapped up in our own little world. It's all about me. Are you willing to go out of yourself and just smile at somebody? Are you willing to say hello to somebody? We live now in a society where a lot of the stores have had to train their employees to say hello. In other words, when you come up to the cash register, they've actually had to tell them, you say good morning. Like, really? That's where we're at right now. And so you see, it doesn't take a lot. Just a little kindness. Yes, we might see some heroic things, and we can remember, for instance, the Good Samaritan who was heroic and picked up this man off the road and brought him to the inn and all the different things that he did. But God isn't necessarily even asking anything heroic of us. He's just asking for basic charity. Can we treat one another with kindness? Can we treat one another with respect? That again becomes a challenge because we're living in a society where people don't even respect themselves. Because they don't know what they're created for. They don't know who they are. They're trying to figure it out. And so they don't even respect themselves and the way that they act and the things that they're doing. Can we respect them? Even if what they are doing is not good, violating their own dignity, that doesn't give us the permission to violate their dignity. We need to recognize their dignity. That's what the Holy Spirit can do, fill our minds with the truth. And then we need to be able to treat them with that dignity, to respect that dignity. That's what the Holy Spirit will do in our hearts. Are we willing to do this? Because remember, it tells us in Scripture that they will know that you are a follower of the Lord by your charity. By your charity. So ask yourself, how many people know that you're a Catholic person? Because they've seen the example of it. Because they've seen you live it. And this week, we have a young man who gave a speech at a Catholic college. And he's made national news because they hate the fact that he spoke the truth. It's like, really, you got a Catholic guy speaking at a Catholic college, and they're all going bonkers because he said something that was true. They can't handle it. So if you're going to try to do this, understand there are lots of people who do not want the truth. There are lots of people, because they don't know what love is, they don't want it. It's foreign to them. What a tragedy. It's what they're created for, and it's foreign to them. And so expect that there's going to be rejection. Expect that if you're going to say hello to somebody who won't even look at you, that they're probably not going to respond. Or sometimes it's even worse. I always make it a point, even when they're looking at the wall or the ceiling or whatever, I'll be really loud. Good morning, how are you today? They just walk along, they don't say a word, but sometimes what comes out of their mouth is not good. You got to expect that that might be what they're going to do. Don't allow it to stop you from doing what you ought to be doing. Continue to be charitable. Continue to be kind. And even those people who filth comes out of their mouth, evil comes out of their mouth. If nothing else, when they go home, at first they might be thinking, boy, did I ever give it to that one. But they've got to think about this a little bit. Like, that person was kind to me, and look at what I did to them. It might not hit them today or tomorrow, but it'll catch up. But even that act of kindness, maybe years later when somebody thinks about it, that might be the very thing that's going to turn them around. That there was one person who was kind to them. What a sad reality of where we're living today, if that's what somebody would have to say. But are you willing to be that one person? Again, we're not asking for anything heroic. We're asking for just ordinary things. But it's become heroic in our situation. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to fill your mind and to fill your heart so that you can act in truth and you can act in love toward people, because that's what they need. They are desperate for it. You can see it. Just look at these poor people. They have no clue, but you do. And you have the Holy Spirit of God who has been given to you. Open your heart and let the rivers flow, the rivers of truth and the rivers of charity, so that they can come forth from you and be able to touch the hearts of many and bring a change to our world, one soul at a time, just through being, just by being kind, just by being a witness to Christ, by living the Christian faith as we ought.